Yeah, time for Robbo's Pet Project with Bark, Bendigo Animal Relief Centre. Ben from Bark joins us this morning, and we're going to try and find a forever home for a beautiful dog. Ben, good morning to you. Welcome. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks, Robbo.
Yeah, good, good, good. So let's talk about Sophie the Beagle. She looks a beauty.
She's an absolutely lovely dog, and happy to talk about her and let the secret out of the bag. So she came into to Bark as a surrender. Sophie's a 5.5-year-old beagle, a female, absolutely lovely dog, approaches everything she does in life with a smile on her face and full of energy. She's extremely dog social, so she spends her days at the shelter playing with a group of dogs. So we have up to 4 dogs in the group with Sophie, and they all get along and play the whole day out.
Wow. Is it pretty common for most of them at the centre to get on okay?
Look, it really varies on their background and how much socialisation they've had as younger dogs. We do see a lot come through that, you know, haven't had the socialisation and are looking for only dog homes. But at the moment, we've got a fair few in the shelter that are well socialised and spending their days in playgroups. So that's a great enrichment for the animals as well. And it means that, you know, people at home that already have a dog in the family and looking for that second companion can easily find another family member.
Yeah. So tell us a bit more about her. She, as you say, sounds a lovely dog. What's going to be the ideal forever home for her?
Yeah, look, the ideal home for Sophie, she's always been an outside dog. Ideally, we'd like to see her have an inclusive lifestyle where she's allowed inside, but that will obviously require a little bit of training with regards to toileting and things, but they are very clever and I'll pick that up very quick. Probably a little bit of breed knowledge with beagles. So being a scent hound, they tend to put their nose down on the ground and go, go, go. And they can be very determined if they pick up a scent and want to follow that scent. So good secure fencing, places where they can't dig out. She's not a jumper, but she does have the potential to be a digger if she can smell something on the other side of the fence. And just someone aware that, you know, beagles aren't always great off-lead. So down at the dog park, make sure they're confined, the gates are closed and things like that, because they do follow that nose and they tend to keep going. So they're a bit hard to distract from the scents. But that's what they've been bred for. They make great family pets. They're always gentle. They're always pretty well behaved. And if you have a look at Sophie's photo, you can see she's a dog full of love and wanting a chance.
Yeah, a little bit timid at first until she gets to know people.
Yeah, she can be a little bit shy. And that's a little bit to do with her background. She wasn't exposed to lots as a younger dog. But as I said, once she's comfortable with people, she's all over them and just wants to sit on your lap and have lots of cuddles.
Fantastic. All righty, if people want to find out more, Ben, how do they go about it?
Yeah, so she'll be up on our website, bendigoanimalreliefcentre.com.au, and they can give us a call to make a meet and greet appointment to come in and meet Sophie and the other wonderful animals we've got available.
Terrific. And she's on our Facebook page. She'll be up on our website soon with the contact details for you guys too. So good stuff. Hey, Ben, as always, thank you very much. Have yourself a fabulous week, and we'll talk next week.
You too, Robbo. Thanks for having us on again.